Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. To those of you who have lost loved ones in the past year, I just want to let you know I'm so, so sorry. And I have walked through that as well. And so I just feel the heaviness of that. And I want you to know that there will be a day when all of your tears will be wiped away. But in the meantime, as you persevere through your grief, just please know that you are loved and that God has, He will be with you in this grief. And I kind of just gained strength from Jesus weeping in front of Lazarus's tomb. And He knew what it was like to lose a friend. And so, Lord, so to you, you're not Lord. I just want to say God sees you and He's walking with you. All right, on this last day of February, we are reading Isaiah 61 in the New English Translation. And this is what it says. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because the Lord has chosen me. He has commissioned me to encourage the poor, to help the brokenhearted, to decree the release of captives and the freeing of prisoners, to announce the year when the Lord will show His favor, the day when our God will seek vengeance, to console all who mourn, to strengthen those who mourn in Zion by giving them a turban instead of ashes, oil symbolizing joy instead of mourning, a garment symbolizing praise instead of discouragement. They will be called oaks of righteousness, trees planted by the Lord to reveal His splendor. They will rebuild the perpetual ruins and restore the places that were desolate, and they will reestablish the ruined cities, the places that have been desolate since ancient times. Foreigners will take care of your sheep. Foreigners will work in your fields and vineyards. You will be called the Lord's priests, servants of our God. You will enjoy the wealth of nations and boast about the riches you receive from them. Instead of shame, you will get a double portion. Instead of humiliation, they will rejoice over the land they receive. Yes, they will possess a double portion in their land and experience lasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice and hate robbery and sin. I will repay them because of my faithfulness. I will make a permanent covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will recognize that the Lord has blessed them. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. I will be overjoyed because of my God, for He clothes me in garments of deliverance. He puts on me a robe symbolizing vindication. I look like a bridegroom when he wears a turban as a priest would. I look like a bride when she puts on her jewelry. For just as the ground produces its crops and a garden yields its produce, so the Sovereign Lord will cause deliverance to grow and give His people reason to praise Him in the sight of all nations. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, reminded of these are the words that you said when you, Jesus, when you unrolled the scroll in one of the synagogues and you read this, at least a portion of this, and said, now the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, which I can't imagine how beautiful and amazing that would have been. But I also think it's fascinating too that you did not say the words, the day when our God will seek vengeance, because that has not yet come. Lord, we live in the tension between the now and the not yet. We now live in the age of grace, but there will become a time when there is judgment. And your scripture also says judgment begins in the house of God. And so we, as your church, we want to welcome your holy stare, and we want to repent of what needs to be repented of. Lord, help us to understand that, yes, this age of grace is wonderful, but there will be a reckoning someday. And Lord, we don't want to stand before the bonfire of our good deeds, so to speak, and watch them all burn up. Lord, we want to do works that honor you and that follow us to heaven, where neither rust or moth destroy. Lord, we thank you for the promises in this particular passage that you are going to comfort those who are mourning. You're going to console them and you're going to strengthen them. Lord, you're going to give joy and you're going to give praise. And we're going to be like trees planted like oaks of righteousness. Lord, this is all about you and revealing your splendor. Lord, we want to be part of rebuilding the ruins of this world as kingdom builders. Lord, we want to restore the places that were desolate, but we first have to come to you and open up our hearts to you and say, Lord, please restore the places that are desolate inside of me. Reestablish the ruined parts of me, the places that have been desolate since I can't even remember. Lord, please restore us so that we could be a part of the restoration of others. We can't give what we have not yet received. And so we just ask that you would heal some of that trauma and heal some of the things that we have walked through and heal some of the relational pain that we have experienced, Lord. You say that you love justice, you hate robbery and sin, but some of us come to you having been victims of robbery and having been victims of someone else's sin and having been victims of being preyed upon. Lord, we need your healing, and I pray that today would be a day where we could see just a pinprick of light in that healing journey. I pray that for my friend listening today. Maybe they're super discouraged. They just keep seeing darkness, or they think, I'll never get better. I'll never get over this. I'll never, never, never. Lord, speak light over them instead. Speak hope that when you begin that good work, you will bring it to completion. Lord, I stand against all those like bad voices in our heads that say, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never overcome this. You'll never accomplish anything. Lord, those are from the pit of hell. And so, Lord, I thank you for your still, quiet voice. It's always encouraging. And when you convict, it's always with encouragement, not with a condemnation, because you are a good God. You're a good father who loves his children. I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. And thank you for 3 years of Pray Every Day. If you haven't listened to the first episode from February 1, I would highly encourage you to do so, because it's got testimonies of answered prayers, which I love hearing about. Also, you might not know this, but I am a writer and I write a lot of books, but I have a couple of devotionals that might be interesting to you. So one is called Jesus Every Day, and that's what this podcast was based on. 365 Prayers Through the Old and New Testament. Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is taking you through the book of Romans in 90 days. It's like a concordance and a commentary and a devotional, had a baby. And so that will take you through the whole book of Romans. There's Healing Every Day, which is for those of you who are walking through difficult times and you just feel like you need some healing. This is another 90-day devotional walking you through the healing scriptures of the Bible. And then the last one will sound very familiar to you is Pray Every Day. And that is looking at almost all of the prayers of the Bible and unpacking them in devotional style for 90 days. So I hope those bless you, and hope you have an amazing day.